morning, friends. I hope you are well. Welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I am toying with recording most days at the moment. This might be music to your ears, or it might be overwhelming considering how long I've been doing this and how there are over 300 episodes, but I am scheduling a few as they are previous subscriber episodes as well. So there's a lot already out there, but it depends on your perspective of infinite games and how long the Self-Improvement Project could go on for. So purely from enjoying the process of mastery, enjoying the access to flow that this provides for me, this is almost like my own self-improvement and trying to unlock those things that bring joy. So I hope you enjoy my efforts to record most days along this path that we walk on. Today's episode is around self-love, and I've called it "We'll Only Love Ourselves When." I want to explore and think about the idea of when we reach certain points, only then will we allow ourselves access to self-love. A really useful place to start here is think of a famous Olympian that you know of. And think about from a young age how much effort and time, we're not even going to explore the idea of talent here, that they put into achieving a gold medal. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but this, we could call it gold medal syndrome for the lack of a better idea. And the concept essentially is there is this depression once something is achieved because we don't unlock anything further in life. You don't become enlightened by reaching a certain achievement. There's this concept of you can only unlock this elevated living, if you will, from within yourself. Nothing external will provide that for you. We could talk about all the connotations that that could relate to, from self-respect to self-love, what that entails, whether it's pain-related, joy-related. These are all aspects that we should consider on our own journey. Obviously, I talked about Olympians there. Again, their entire life is committed to this goal, and then once that's achieved, there's nothing else of substance, is how it probably feels. The same is probably for fame and celebrities or people in their field, artists that are looking to hit a certain number or a certain status, and then when they reach it, they realize that nothing changes. It's only their perspective of what it is and what they were before, but they don't feel any different. It's not a magic key to another life. It is purely within you how you perceive yourself. And this is why I talk about self-love, this denial or denied access of I'll only love myself when I've achieved this or when I am this. What is stopping you from loving yourself right now? Whether you're on the path, whether you feel a bit lost or stuck, loving yourself can help you along that way. Usually when we're stuck and lost, it's because we care so much. It's because we are passionate about finding a direction in our life that matters to us. surely we should show ourselves some compassion in that sense, because we're already thinking about this and aware of this when it might seem easy to think that other people are not. I think it's important to recognize here as well that from this moment forth, you're never going to feel completely satisfied, regardless of what you achieve. You could become the best there ever was, and you'll still not be completely satisfied. But I guess a more sombering question for you is, what if what you had right now was the best that it'll ever be? Would you die happy? Would you be on your deathbed, looking back, thinking, I'm proud of myself. I love who I was. It's important to understand here as well the question of that you didn't sell your soul to achieve these things. There can be pure pride in the integrity that you hold working towards the things that matter to you. You did it your way. By doing these things, it can bring you peace. Knowing the things that matter to you took time, that you had to learn experiences by doing, not from others. And they can be painful. And those pain points are the ones that allow us to nurture who we become, who we're molding ourselves into. What if you could choose to love the person within you that has the right intentions for yourself? Not even choosing. How about allowing them? It might seem or feel weak to be able to do that, but by allowing yourself to love yourself, you will unlock this joy, elevated living that you perhaps feel like you need to do something else to unlock. There are moments, and you might be in this, I've been there myself, of blind determination to reach something. This can take years of realization, by the way. And again, you might not reach that goal, but along the way you might realize, oh, this isn't what I want to become, or this isn't where I want to go. You can stop and get off whenever you want. That realization of, what is all this for? And this isn't anti-ambitious. This is molding your path. Everybody walks a different path. And the definition of ambition is completely subjective. By walking away from the common path, is that not more ambitious? Is that not more brave? And ultimately, you're choosing the path of finding that self-love, of allowing that compassion for yourself in order to unlock this more enjoyable version of life. It's important here to consider not how easy it is, but just how accessible it is when we choose or we allow it to happen. You don't need to be a certain age. You don't need to have a certain amount of experience. You don't need anything. All you need is the awareness to work on it. There will be some days where you have self-love and you will radiate in that. And there will be some days of self-loathing, part and parcel of life. But to summarize, we have a choice to love ourselves. We can allow ourselves to be compassionate to who we are, who we're working on, who we're becoming, and not hiding away from that because we feel like we don't deserve it. Don't wait for the status, the money, the moment to be happy. Just enjoy the fact that you're on the ride and you have choice over that. Otherwise, guys, thank you very much for listening. Who knows if there'll be more episodes coming up. But otherwise, I will see you all next time. Cheers.